Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Voted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Comedian, don't they? Welcome back, 7 to the hour. We're continuing to celebrate our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Cliff Innico is our guest, our good friend, 11-year member of our Brain Trust, small business attorney, author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them all to the studio. Succeedinginyourbusiness.com, that's where they can find all your books, can't they?
That's right, you bet.
Your new is on
crowdfunding. The Cliff Innico worship site.
That's right. So, okay, Cliff, we're talking about the difference in the way the Europeans think of, especially the internet world, internet e-commerce, and America. And you made the point earlier that the internet, because we founded it, we created it, it basically became our internet. And we made the rules, and that really chapped, especially the French. The French just can't get over stuff like this. And so they really wanted to stake their own claim. So I think there are two reasons why the Europeans are being more difficult and weirder online than Americans. Number one, I think part of it is any way to get back at us, to hold us back a little bit, to put a little bit, make us a little less competitive, number one. Number two, everything that's been going on the internet, Cliff, is just 100% entrepreneurial. Mm-hmm. And the Europeans are not that entrepreneurial. In fact, people don't realize there's still a little bit of a caste system in across Europe. You're not going to get much out of your lane that you were born in Europe. In fact, here's another thing that's a problem with entrepreneurial in Europe. If you fail, if you bankrupt, you fail in business, your children are branded that. Your grandchildren are branded with that. They don't take risks over there that would possibly put them into bankruptcy. It's just there's no redemption over there. Or very little.
Yeah, no, it's true.
And so I think that contributes to their lack of taking risks online, and so they want to put more rails up for people.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, socialism did not catch on in the United States the way it did in Europe about, 120 years ago.
Right.
In the late 1800s, early 1900s.
Because we rejected that 400 years ago.
Correct. Europe in general, I mean, there's pockets, within Europe. But it's primarily, these are socialist economies, some more, some less. And that's something you have to think about. I mean, they care a lot more about, consumer protection than we do. 20 years ago when we first, started regulating the internet, we did it with a very light hand. Our attitude was, don't kill this thing in its infancy. It has the potential to be huge. Let's see where it goes, and let's see where it takes.
Don't regulate it.
And even in this country, by the way, there are some people now who are starting to shout out and say, hey, you know what? We now have seen, what's out there. Maybe it's time to put a few rails up on some things. And that's something we can talk about another day. But in Europe, they have definitely taken that approach. I mean, there's this new thing now called the GDPR, General Data Protection Regulation.
That could be scary for small businesses in America.
It can be. That's
because
right.
that runs all the way from that runs with the consumer all the way into the center of a merchant. If somebody in Berlin buys something and certain things aren't done by the seller in Birmingham, Alabama, for example, or Berkeley, California, then the GDPR can fine that merchant, can't they?
Yeah, there's no question about it. If you are in a business where you are dealing with European consumers, and that's the key word here.
Right.
The GDPR applies to protect the data of individuals in Europe. So, for example, if you have a software company and you have European customers, but they're all businesses, and the software does not handle individual data, you're probably okay under this. Because it doesn't really apply. The GDPR is intended to protect what they call the consumer, what they call the data subject is the term that they use, but it's basically an individual. It's a consumer. You know, so if you are selling stuff in Europe and you have data like, you know, email addresses, credit card information of European people, that's a whole bunch of stuff that the GDPR wants you to do, and they don't care that you're in the U.S. You know, you still have to do it.
The fines could be oppressive.
They can be. Up to 2% of your worldwide gross sales. I mean, it's pretty bad.
Thousands of dollars. So be careful about that, folks. GDPR, check it out. Have you written about this, Cliff?
Yep, I got a couple columns coming out in the next couple of weeks.
So pay attention. They're succeeding in your business. All the things that Cliff has to say. Good job, Cliff. Come back soon.
You bet. Always will, buddy. Take care.
I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.